Hey there, and welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and you're at episode 32 of our exploration of some of the most notable songs to arrive in our mailboxes and inboxes lately here at Grassroots Radio. We've got everything from favorites like the Wood Brothers and Calexico to the long-awaited return of North Carolina's and now more New Orleans' own Squirrel Nut Zippers, several instrumental standouts, and a segue of the week with a dark classic from the band Portishead. First up, one of those instrumentals, a blistering version of a Duke Ellington standard by Tommy Emmanuel.
1, 2, 3, 7.
Thank you.
never known him. Step right up and buy a ticket to his one-man show. Oh, 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 kind of a Joe from Kokomo.
Who's a chick that's got the shtick? She's got that dirty lowdown. Oh, 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 circus queen of New Orleans. People come both young and old, she will like jelly in the morning.
Carnival Joe from Kokomo, from Beasts of Burgundy by the Squirrel Nut Zippers, who are back for their first studio album in 18 years. They have new members, but founder Jimbo Mathis remains at the reins of this largely New Orleans nine-piece band, co-producing with fiddle player Dr. Sick, recording with longtime engineer Mike Napolitano. Mathis says, quote, "I get a lot of inspiration from literature, and I was reading about this thing called Cayetano's Circus of New Orleans, a Cuban circus back at the turn of the 20th century. I was thinking about carnivals and circus life, which is a perfect theme for the Zippers to address. It fits into the overall weird New Orleans theme I'm going for. We needed something at a breakneck tempo, and it's got the guy-girl thing in it and a great arrangement. And Kokomo is such a fun name for a town." End quote. Starting the show, Tommy Emmanuel, with guests David Grisman and Brian Sutton. The late, great Chet Atkins bestowed the title of Certified Guitar Player to just four other guitarists in his lifetime: Jerry Reed, John Knowles, Steve Wariner, and Tommy Emmanuel. It was Atkins' own way of acknowledging his own admiration for and belief in their contributions to the legacy of guitar playing. Accomplice 1 sees Tommy tapping his own select list of virtuosos as collaborators on the 16 covers and Emmanuel originals. Grisman and Sutton make it onto two of the songs, one of them here. That was Sea Jam Blues, written by Duke Ellington, with David Grisman on mandolin and Brian Sutton on his Martin acoustic, alongside Tommy Emmanuel on his David Taylor acoustic guitar. Amanda Shires is on the album as well, and she's got a date with Emmanuel on the final show of his winter and spring tour this year in late April in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's as close as they'll be to our region after a mid-February show with Rodney Crowell in Atlanta. We venture to nearby Polk County, North Carolina, for our next pick, the solo debut from former Mount Moriah frontwoman Heather McIntyre. This is Red Silo.
Back when this whole town smelled like tobacco, back when we thought this would last forever, hell bent on swearing that we'd never let a good love go. Leave that fire behind the red silo. Tying up clothes on to the drying line.
That's Sky High from the Wood Brothers. The trio's 10th overall release features neither all-star guests like Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks from their 2015 album Paradise, or a celebrated producer like Buddy Miller from their 2013 album The Muse. One Drop of Truth was self-produced and recorded, but the trio took their time, spreading the sessions out over much of 2017 and enlisting four different mixing engineers. There's a good bit of tension and angst running throughout, with the first clue being the cover, picturing a lady sinking underwater, the one drop of truth becoming a flood, as it were. The theme of bad times being a necessary evil come through in that song, Sky High, as well. Beginning the set was Heather McIntyre, who's well known for her work in the band Mount Moriah, and the rock leanings of her previous albums in that group are nowhere to be found on this solo release under the name H.C. McIntyre. The country and Americana sounds may come as a bit of a surprise, but she did grow up in rural western North Carolina, listening to country, bluegrass, and church hymns, so in that sense, this is a return to her roots. It was the Riot Girl icon Kathleen Hanna who, interestingly enough, gave McIntyre the, quote, good shaking necessary to inspire this turn toward a totally different style of music, encouraging her to listen to Wanda Jackson and going on to pick songs from McIntyre's collection of demos that would make Lionheart. Former Indigo Girl Amy Ray gives backing vocals on that song, Red Silo. We're glad you're tuned into our new music podcast and hope you will support the music of the artists you enjoy hearing here We also welcome your support for WNCW, and you can join us as a member anytime through our website at wncw.org. We dive back into the music now, and we're not quite done with themes of unrest and struggle, but our next track has a bounce that might make the lyrical message harder to notice. This is Calexico with Under the Wheels.
In a sedated state, wanted to hear what you had to say, but there was too much talking over each other. And find me some peace, a mindful heart, a break in the tide when the fighting starts. Powers down and the town goes dark, when words fail we scatter. Under the wheels of the war machine, shaping your overgrow, but somehow you manage to stay afloat. Defy the system and avoid any eyes that stay with you. Surrender the words while the lovers leap out of the fray to the infinite deep.
The pits that we keep.
That's the Texas trio Krungbin with Maria Tambien from their second album, Con Todo el Mundo. Their members are Laura Lee on bass, Mark Spear on guitar, and Donald Johnson on drums. Taking influence from 1960s Thai funk, their name literally translates to engine fly in Thai. They serve up a kind of minimalistic, dub-oriented psychedelia on this record, which translates from Spanish as with all the world. Persian influences are all over this record as well, as the song Rules was inspired by Persian guitarist Kirosh Yagmay. The video to our pick, Maria Tambien, is a commentary on how Persian actresses and singers disappeared after the revolution. Ahead of that, another instrumental, the song Fistful by Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas on the self-titled album. Bostonian Matthew Stubbs is a big fan of psychedelia, and his shows always feature psychedelic visuals, while his music ventures into atmospherics and Afrobeat and good old blues and garage rock. He is also guitarist for blues legend Charlie Musselwhite. Beginning things was Calexico with Under the Wheels. They had their start way back in 1990 when Joey Burns met John Convertino, who was playing in Giant Sand at the time. They joined the band before going on to form Friends of Dean Martin, the group that wasn't seen as friends to the late singer and actor's estate and had to change their name to Friends of Dean Martinez. They then became Calexico in 1995, named after the border town in California, and have often taken inspiration from places and landscapes, from the deserts of Arizona and northern Mexico early on, to places like New Orleans, Mexico City, and now Northern California. This album, The Thread That Keeps Us, reflects a lot of the uncertainty of the day. Burns says, quote, "Instead of writing straight-up protest songs, I want to tell stories," end quote. The stories here center on themes of displacement and living in transition, but have a bright side as well, like the horns on that song. We wrap up the show today with music from our nighttime side of the music mix, starting with a new one from Moby. Here's his version of Like a Motherless Child on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
I couldn't leave, I couldn't stay, so, like a motherless child. Time.
jazz, spy film soundtracks, trip-hop, and the singular voice of Beth Gibbons. That's Portishead with Only You for our segue of the week from their 1997 album, Roseland NYC Live. If there's a complaint that I can have about Portishead, it's that they never made more than three studio albums in this one live release. But they're all fantastic, so I can't complain too much. Before Portishead was Moby, who takes on the Negro spiritual Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Moby's version, Like a Motherless Child, features guest vocalist Raquel Rodriguez. Moby's 15th album, Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt, is a return to the gospel and trip-hop style of his earlier works and takes its name from a quote in the classic Kurt Vonnegut novel, Slaughterhouse-Five. That's our show. Thanks for being here. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up, and we invite you to support listener-powered radio, too. Feel free to drop me a line by email to joek@wncw.org, and you can also find me on Twitter, @WNCWJoe. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to bring you this episode. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.